to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to day 6 of the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent Podcast. We are spending this entire season unwrapping a daily gift to try to understand just who is this God of amazing gifts. And today we are going to be talking about the fact that He knows just what we need. And so before we jump in, I'm going to have our guests introduce themselves. What is your first name and your grade?
Haley, and I'm in 6th grade.
And what's your favorite thing about 6th grade?
I like language arts.
Language arts? Yep, that's always been one of my favorites. There's actually been quite a few people who have said math, and I'm always like, tell me more. How to say it to be your favorite? And it's just proof that God makes people different, because that's not my favorite. I'd be right up your alley with language arts. All right, Kaylee, before we kind of get into our content for the day, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
I like doing the traditions with my family.
Okay.
And playing games with them, like fun family games.
Okay, like where kind of like the whole family like participates?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun. What is a gift that you have gotten in the past that you're like, that was a great gift?
A trampoline.
A trampoline. That is pretty fun. Because you have a good amount of energy, right? So you're like, what should I do with all this energy? I could go use it on the trampoline, right? And what is a gift that you've given someone before that you were like pretty excited to give them?
I was pretty excited to give a present to my friend.
Mm-hmm. For like Christmas or a birthday or?
Yeah, for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I thought for sure you're going to be like, I was super excited to give my frog a present, but no, it was a friend. Did your frog get excited when it gets presents?
I don't know.
You don't know? Didn't tell you. Okay, so if you could give a gift to all of the world, one gift, every person gets it, what would you give to the whole world?
Wisdom and like food if they're like poor or something. Mm-hmm.
So this like combo gift of like, yeah, let's all become a little wiser. Let's make good choices, right? And then also let's have some bellies that are full. So, which, you know, in my opinion, and I think you would probably agree with this, if you're hangry, right? Is it hard to make good choices?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Hangry just doesn't help anyone. So you're like, let's fill up that belly and then gift you with some wisdom so that no one is hangry and unable to make wise choices. I like that combination. It's very good. All right, so we're going to jump into our topic for today. I have a question for you. If I asked you one thing that you really would love to receive as a gift and one thing that you really need, would you give different answers? You don't have to tell me what they are, but would you have a different answer between what you really want for Christmas and what you really need for Christmas? Or would they be the same?
They'll be different.
They'd be different, yep. Because sometimes what we want most is not actually what we need, right? I think we all find ourselves in that situation. And God's Christmas gift shows us what we need the most. God's Christmas gift is the way that God meets our need and honestly even helps us to be able to see what our own need is. So let's go into the Christmas story in Matthew chapter 1, and let's look for the verse that tells us why Jesus is called Jesus.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
So there we see that the word Jesus means the Lord saves. And right there, Kaylee, what was Jesus born to save his people from?
Sin.
Yeah. Sounds kind of easy, right? But that's also a pretty complex thing. Because are your and my sins, are they just like one thing that we just need to like get rid of?
No.
No. It's It's kind of like this whole gigantic complex web, right? And you're like, and I overcome things and I make good choices. And then I just see that there's more sin in my heart, right? And it's this lifelong battle for us to overcome our flesh and for us to become more like Jesus. And so here we see this exactly. Jesus is born to save his people from their sins. God is the life giver. So if we say no to God, we don't get to enjoy forever with him. Instead, we face death and forever separation from him. This is God's judgment on our sin, which is why our sin is such a problem for us. The following verse from 1 Peter helps us think about how Jesus saved people from this judgment on our sin.
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteousness, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
What was unique about Jesus that meant he could deal with the problem of our sin?
Righteousness.
Right. He's the righteous person in this verse, and we're the unrighteous people. Based upon the fact that he was righteous, Kaylee, did Jesus deserve to die?
No.
No, not at all. And so what five words at the end of this verse tell us why he was willing to do it?
To bring us to God.
And it's the only way. So we had no other way to be able to get to God. Because can you do like enough good things that you can get to God?
No.
No. Can you like try not to sin so hard and then be like, oh yes, I think I'm making my way to God on my own?
No.
No. Like there's literally no way that you can get to God because he's righteous, right? When you're full of unrighteousness, we need someone to come and cover that all, take it away from us and give us a new thing in return. So what swap happened at the cross? Can you explain to me in your own words, like here we are, we have all this sin. He has no sin. What is this exchange? What was the swap that happened there? Do you stay a sinner?
Yeah.
Right? But do you have to hold the weight of that sin?
No.
No. Because the swap is that he takes that for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get his righteousness and he takes your unrighteousness. You get his perfection and cleanliness, right? He takes your sin and your mess. Do you have some messes in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? We all do, right? And so he takes that, right? And he's like, I'm going to hold that for you. You don't have to bear the weight. You don't have to clean up your own mess anymore. I'm going to be the person who does that for you because you can't do it on your own. You need me in order to do that. No degree of you working is ever going to be enough in order to get you to be right with God. Jesus was born to deal with our biggest need. We need saving from God's judgment on our sin, and our need is so important, and Jesus loves us so much that he's willing to die to deal with it. So God's Christmas gift doesn't only show us what we most need. God's Christmas gift also showed us how loved we are by the one who is willing to meet that need for us. So Ms. Kaylee, I have a question for you. Is there anything you think you need that God doesn't seem to be giving you?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do today's verses reassure you that God loves you and he cares about your needs? Like, what have you seen in what we've read today? You're like, oh, I think he knows. When he saw your need to be clean, right? When he saw your need for righteousness, what did he do? Did he just sit up in heaven and be like, stinks to be you. I hope you find a way.
No, he took our sins.
Yep. He like stepped into it, right? He was like, I'll be the solution. I'll help you come up with a solution. So in what you're thinking of that you're like, yeah, I think I need this right now. Is he sitting back and being like, well, I hope you come up with a solution, Kaylee. Or is he like, no, I'm going to help you figure this out.
No, he's going to help us figure it out.
Right. Because that's what we learn about his nature and his character, right? That he's involved, that he steps into our messes, that he cleans them up. He takes them for his own self and he gives us something better in return. And so I just love the fact that God always knows what we need. Sometimes it's not what we want, right? But that he's willing to meet all of our needs. And so, Kaylee, will you just close us in prayer today that our listeners and that us, as we think about this, that we would just see that the Lord is here to meet all of our needs?
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you that I could do this and that people know that you took our place and that we know that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. All right, can you close out our podcast today, Kaylee, by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
I love it. All right, we will see you guys back here again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Virgin Mother and Child, Holy Infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Away in the manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
How did God show his love for us? He sent his one and only son so that we could receive life, so that we could receive life through him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Hark the hills, angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners are reconciled.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Life through him.
That is how
God showed his love
for us.